My name is Annikin Blomberg, and this is an excerpt from my story, The Optimism of Clocks. I hope you'll reach high enough for the sea not to catch you, but I worry, because after that first brutal surge, the water continues to rise, slowly, incrementally, as if something under the seabed is now unfolding after a violent awakening. The boat heaves in the palm of the waves. Is it tightly packed? The floor of the boat is sticky with salt water and sick. It all rather vomits from the edge into the sea, but for the unlucky who are trapped in the middle, there is no space to move. We try to aim for the narrow gap we manage to force open between our legs to avoid splattering the people next to us. It's touching, this defiant respect for the all but void personal space of others. We still cling to the habits of gentler days. I drift off, and my head comes to rest on the shoulder of the man next to me. He shows no reaction, so I let my head stay where it is. Wherever you are, I hope you still occupy a space to move inside, unhindered. On the day of the eruption, the heat nibbled and swallowed our eyebrows and hair as we ran. The sea inhaled and withdrew behind us, and you stopped and turned, transfixed. I pulled hard at your hands, squeezed your wrist, screamed about the inevitable regurgitation, the devouring onslaught of water we had coming. You let yourself be pulled along at first, but then you stopped. "It hurts," you said, wrenched your hands free and pulled them to your chest. We looked at each other for one long inhale and exhale, and then you turned and walked away. I made a move to run after you, but stopped. I had attempted to stave off this moment for a long time. Now it had flared, consumed its content of seconds, and gone out. It has been a gradual process of losing. The islands in the archipelago are eroding. Some of them now barely able to lift a shoulder blade out of the sea, while others still strive steep slopes against the sky. We lost our first house and the dog and the baby. We never spoke about the baby. It was a scrawny piece of half-life that lingered for a few days before it stopped breathing. A life too short to get to know.